I'm Dr. Joan Fleischman. I've been helping people with early abortion for over 25 years. This is our Maya Voices podcast, where some of our patients have graciously agreed to share their personal abortion experiences. In this episode, our patient and her partner talk about ending their pregnancy and how going through this process brought them closer.
You're told from a young age, especially if you grow up with somebody who might be against this, or you're raised in a certain stigma or mentality on it, that you're going to feel like a horrible person at the end of this. And I think the most shocking thing is I was like waiting for that to hit me. And it's the opposite. I feel good for doing it. I know that it was the right thing to do. Having a supportive partner obviously makes it, I think, easier than ever. But yeah, that was just, I don't know, I was so surprised at that. Like, I feel, it almost feels strange to say, but I feel good after having this done, you know?
Growing up in the South, you know, normally the vocabulary associated with how someone might talk about this wouldn't be in a such a calm and relaxing, you know, even encouraging and positive light that it was. I think that's what made it so pleasant.
Yeah.
And what was some of that wording you grew up with, that vocabulary?
I'm 33, so growing up in the South, you know, born in the late 80s and going through that, you know, my family is a little more Bible Belt, something that I have fought with my family for years. But, you know, just hearing older generations that maybe aren't even in my family, but older Southern generations talk about how, you know, it is so detrimental, and you're going to be overwhelmed with all emotions that are negative emotions, and you're not going to be able to bounce back from it. But that's
not a demonization of it too. It's a demonization of, I think the biggest thing, and maybe this is because of my personality type, is that if this happens to you, if you have a pregnancy that you have to terminate and you have to go get an abortion, and that word alone sometimes carries like a cringe to it, is that you are irresponsible. And that it doesn't happen to everyday people or good people. People who terminate pregnancies, it only happens to bad, irresponsible people who, you know, don't have their lives together. And, you know, when the reality of it is that it's your hairdresser, it's your mom, it is your sister, it's your coworker, it's everybody around you. I think also the fact that when I went to go for women for advice about this, immediately I could name a best friend, a coworker, a family member. And it makes you realize, and it was funny, even walking here this morning, or like walking around the city, scrolling on social media, I began to realize like how many of these women have been in my same shoes and have been here the night before, and how much better would it feel if we all knew that, you know? Because knowing the people who are close to me who have been through it, that could say, you know, I've been through this and you'll be fine and you'll be on the other side. Like, imagine if there was a woman who didn't have somebody like that in their life who was comfortable to talk to them, and they could look to someone on social media or in the news, or who they respect as an actress or a CEO, or, you know, these people that we characterize as good women do this. You know what I mean? It's not the, you know, and also growing up with my parents, very religious, the scary thing of like, it's just bad people who do this, you know?
Can you say some of the emotions you guys went through as a couple going through this? And that
I think we're very lucky in the sense that I know I had no real fear in telling Jed, because I know that no matter what I went through, it wasn't even a question in my mind where whatever I decided, he would back me up on it. Whether it was to keep it or to terminate, I knew that he would be okay with me. But the fact that also, I, knowing that still deep in my heart, of course I was like scared to even bring it up to him, I think at first, because it's such a big thing to bring up. But the second that I was able to tell you, like, I think this is what's going on, like, let's take a test, and we did it. And then immediately as soon as I said, like, I want to make an appointment somewhere, I want to terminate it, he literally said, all right, like, pull out the laptop, let's figure it out. Where do we go? How do we get this done? I'll take work off tomorrow. And knowing that I had him in there full throttle with me, such a wave of relief. And we cried a little bit last night because it's overwhelming and it's scary and we didn't know what to expect.
We are also people who agree with wanting to talk about this and wanting to normalize it, and it is something that happens and it is something that's normal. And so I think what we found out, and you didn't feel good, and we took a pregnancy test and we instantly went, okay, we got it, you know, we have to go, we need a procedure. And it's, I think we're mature enough, and also maybe just a, you know, progressive, and not, I guess you don't need to be progressive to think that this is, we need to normalize it, but you know, the fact that we're like, okay, like this is something we need to do, let's be pragmatic, keep our heads, and like, let's, and you did your research and you called, and we instantly, you know, I wasn't on speaker, but I could even hear the lady on the phone and how sweet and nice and
yeah, you
setting
said
you
second
at
I
ease
hung up.
to take it in stride, to be like, yeah, like, let's not be afraid. This is a decision we feel is the right decision.
Yeah.
This is something that we want to do and we think is best for us. And
you do such a good job, I think, as well as I, and it's, it might even be bad, I can never judge whether or not you are really scared, because when I really need you, you are always laughing and like makes light of things in the best way. I always know you're seriously there for me, and like he's going to be a rock that I need. But to be able to, you, the same way that they have, made me feel this is what we've got to do, it's normal, it's fine, and you will feel really good on the end of it, and whatever you go through, like, I will take care of you, is huge, you know? Like, that's amazing to have.
And to make this seem like it isn't some weird, sterile, don't talk to anyone, walk
yeah.
into a sterile white room and
yeah.
have cold...
We went for a walk around the block and we're like sightseeing before this, and he was just like laughing and distracting me in a way that like didn't make me feel anxious about it at all, you know?
Yeah, because everyone your whole life kind of tells you that it's, that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's obviously not what's happened with us. I mean, we're already very close, but...
It was funny too, because one of the things I said to him last night, we like walked to go pick up food and get some fresh air, and we'd kind of settled a little bit. We'd spoken to a friend on the phone, and it made me realize going to go do this. I said to him, I said, you know, this might be our decision right now, but also we know that we're going to be together forever. And it made me realize too, that when I am ready, you are the person that I want to do this with. And then I'm not ready right now, and the time isn't right now, and we're not in this place in our lives to responsibly do this right now. But it also made me realize that if this weren't the case, if this wasn't a safe option, that you are the person that I would be ready to do this with.
And I think that's right. I think that this experience does bring you closer together. If we can break those norms and say, hey, like, this is something we want to do together, but not now.
Yeah.
And then be able to say from that moment to be like, okay, well, cool. Well, then we do know we want to do it.
Yeah.
And even if we know we want to do it, it doesn't, you know, we don't have to jump the gun. We don't have to jeopardize
our careers,
or anything like that. But it was kind of a moment where even I, without thinking, was like, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to have a kid. We're going to have a kid together, but yeah, not now. So this is what we need to do. And let's do it the safest way possible with, you know, and then when we are ready, great, cool, awesome, perfect.
Yeah.
But we're not now. And great, awesome, perfect.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It can help you to get to be on that road.
Yeah.
To know more what you
totally
want
agree.
And when you want it. And
I totally agree. There's nothing wrong with saying it's a bonding experience. And
yeah, you know. I agree with you.
I want to thank this couple for their willingness to share such a private and intimate decision. They offered their voices so that you could know that it's possible to get closer and for this to be a positive experience. At Maya Network, you have the choice to include your partner or another support person throughout the entire abortion process. If you decide that you want to end your pregnancy or would like to discuss your options, Maya Network consists of clinicians who are here to support you to make this process as simple and as comfortable as possible.